You have a feeling. It's sharp, real, urgent, and then it's gone. Most people lose it there. But the songwriters who finish something, Franco, are the ones who learn to catch that feeling before it evaporates and give it a structure it can live inside. Here's the counterintuitive part. A great song is not about expressing everything you feel. It's about choosing one clear emotional truth and building every single word around it. Berkeley's songwriting framework puts it plainly. A song's central idea, emotion, and purpose should guide its lyrics, melody, harmony, groove, and arrangement. One idea. Everything else serves it. Think of a songwriter sitting at a kitchen table at 2 in the morning, coffee going cold, a fight just ended. The feeling is enormous and messy. The mistake is trying to write all of it. The move that works is asking one question first. What idea am I actually dealing with here? That single question is your compass. From it, you can decide whether the song should feel stable or unstable, and then make musical choices that reinforce that quality. A minor key, a restless rhythm, a melody that never quite resolves. Every element becomes intentional. Now, once you have that core idea, you need raw material to build with. That's where a technique called object writing comes in. It's a structured brainstorming method for generating concrete, sense-bound lyrical details. For example, instead of writing, "I was sad," you write about the cold tile floor, the hum of the refrigerator, the way the light looked wrong. Lyrics communicate more clearly when they use vivid, precise, sense-bound language. That's not an opinion. It's a documented principle from lyric craft. The key idea is separating external details from internal ones. External details describe what is happening around the character. Internal details express thoughts and emotions. Strong lyrics layer both. The observable situation plus the emotional response to it. That combination is what makes a listener feel like you wrote the song about their life, Franco, even when you wrote it about yours. Now, structure. This is where many first-time songwriters get lost. A verse and a chorus are not just different sections, they have different jobs. The verse sets the scene. It moves the story forward with specific, grounded detail. The chorus delivers the emotional payoff. It carries the main hook and the central emotional statement. One practical trick: start with a working title. A title gives your chorus a focal point before you've written a single line. It acts like a destination on a map. You write toward it. That means you're never staring at a blank page. You're filling in the road to somewhere you already know. And here's something worth remembering about prosody, which is the alignment between music and lyrics. A change in phrase length or phrase position can distinguish a verse from a pre-chorus from a chorus. Line length, rhyme, and rhythm create forward motion. Metaphor, assonance, and consonance add depth. These aren't decorations. They're the architecture. The takeaway from all of this, Franco, is deceptively simple. A great song is not a diary entry set to chords. It is a single, clear emotional truth shaped into a structured narrative arc. The verse builds the world. The chorus names the feeling at the center of that world. Every lyrical and musical choice, tempo, harmony, melody, texture, either supports that truth or weakens it. Start with the idea. Mine it for sensory detail. Separate what's happening from what it means. Give your chorus a title to aim at. Do those four things, and you don't have writer's block anymore. You have a process. And a process is what turns a spark into a song someone else can feel.